שלום, אנחנו קוראים מתוך ספר זוהר לעם, כרך יוד, עמוד 258, שיר השירים, פסקה 617. ניתן לצפות בשידורנו באתר קבלה לעם, כמו כן ניתן לשאול שאלות במהלך השיעור. זוהר לעם, כרך יוד, עמוד 258, פסקה 617.
זוהר פרו, ווליום 10, Song of Songs, 617. And the Creator said, let there be a firmament within the water, which is the point of Patach, which is the expansion of light which illuminates on the side of male, on Zeranpin, on the left side, and illuminate that side. Now they switched and were included right and left and left and right. 618. Water are to the right, since they are Chasadim, the point of Tzireh, which illuminated in it. On the right side, they divided two on the right. And because this is the Tzireh, which is two points that settle one against the other, on the right against two points, one above and one below, just as it is apparent on the point of Shva. 619. Afterwards, when this illuminated, which is the Nekudah, which is called Patach, it entered one point between another point and the point of Tzireh, between water and water, differentiated between them, and was incorporated by them. And then the water of the right became the left side, which are incorporated in the left by the point of the Patach. And it's written about this, the Lord shall open before you his good treasure, the heavens, to give you rain on the land. Because water is on the side of the Patach, hence it is written about them, will open, Iftach. The Masach, which concludes and is done in the degree due to the ascent of Malchut Bina, completing the degree under Keter V'Chochmah, brought forth Bina and Tiferet in Malchut, down outside of the degree below her, which is called the firmament, which differentiates between water and water, differentiating between Keter and Chochmah, the upper water which remained on the degree, and Bina and Tum, the lower water, which were emerged into below the degree. This occurs in the Katnut of the degree. And during Gadlut, this firmament becomes the one who connects together these two degrees, upper waters and lower waters, because then it brings down the Malchut in it below Bina and Tum, and brings back Bina and Tum to their degree. And this force of connection in the firmament, which differentiates, is the point of Patach, which opens and corrects the lower waters, Bina and Tum, and raises them, connects them with the upper waters, Keter and Chochmah. Accordingly, the point of Patach is considered on the left because it corrects Bina and Bina and Tum are the left line. And the Creator said, let there be a firmament within the water. The firmament is the Masach, which differentiates between upper waters, Keter and Chochmah, and the lower waters, Bina and Tum. It is the Nekudah of Patach. Although this is said in Gadlut, where the Masach brings down the Malchut from within it and returns and connects Bina and Tum with Keter and Chochmah to one degree. The Patach is the expansion of light that illuminates on the left side. And in Bina and Tum, it connects them with the right, with Keter and Chochmah. Now that the middle line united right and left in one another, when the left is in right and right is in left, it turns out that there is right that is Keter and Chochmah, and left which is Bina and Tum in the right line. And also on the left line there's Keter and Chochmah and Bina and Tum, which are right and left. Water, Maim, are for the right, because water implies Chasadim, the right line, the point of Tzireh, which illuminates in him, because in the right line, Chesed, the Nekudah of Tzireh illuminates. On the right side, the two divided on the right, and due to the incorporation of left and right, they became two Pchinot, right and left, in the right line. As the right point is Keter and Chochmah, and the left point is Bina and Tum. And during Katnut, they are one below the other, as the Nekuda of Keter and Chochmah is above, and the Nekuda of Bina and Tum is below. Due to the Masach, the firmament rejected them downwards from the degree. This is the form of Shva. But the form of Tzireh implies the time of Gadlut, when Malchut, which concludes from the firmament, came down and Bina and Tum rose upwards, these two points, one in another. And due to this, the two points in Tzireh, which are right and left, which settle on the right line, are against the two points, one above and one below, as it is apparent in the point of Shva. And the two nekudot in the Tzireh and the two nekudot in Shva are one matter, which is right and left, which are Keter and Chochmah, and Bina and Tum, which are on the right line. But the gap between them is that in Tzireh they are corrected, which already rose with Bina and Tum to be the left line, to Keter and Chochmah on the right. And in the Nekuda of Shva, it is not yet corrected, and Bina and Tum are still under the degree which is Keter and Chochmah. Consequently, because the firmament illuminated and returned and rose and connected right and left, Keter and Chochmah and Bina and Tum in one another, for then it is called the Nekuda of Patach. This Nekuda entered the Patach between one Nekuda and another in Tzireh, between water and water, between the middle the right Nekuda, Keter and Chochmah, and the left Nekuda, Bina and Tum. Upon them it is written, between waters and waters, and he differentiated first between them, as he corrected them, as the right will illuminate from above down, and the left from below upwards. It was included by that in two points, and these two points connected in it one in another, and they became in the form of one line in their width, patach, meaning that he corrected them to illuminate together as one. Then the water on the left side were included, which is patach, because the patach is the correction of the left, the correction of the chokhmah on the left line. And the waters were included, chesed, in the patach, which is the opening of the chokhmah. And it's written about that, the Lord shall open for you his good treasure, the heavens, to give forth rain, which is water, and it's written about them, the Lord will open for you his good treasure, which implies the opening of chokhmah, which is called the good treasure. Because water are on the side of the patach, therefore it's written about them, Iftach, shall open, since they were included on the side of the patach. The firmament also implies Tiferet, the middle line, as it is written, and the Lord called the firmament heavens. And Tiferet includes right and left, and therefore the patach illuminates in the right Tiferet, and the kamatz on the left Tiferet. 620. We need to try to depict to ourselves that we are in a ten, in a group, together, and we're trying to expect the reforming light, which needs to come to us, connect between us, and then all that we read slowly, slowly needs to be revealed. Needs to be revealed in us. 620. The firmament expanded more on the right side and entered in the left side between the point of Segol and became Kamatz. Then the left entered and was included with the right. They were integrated in one another, right in left and left in right. After the firmament connected and adhered these two points of the Tzireh, right and left of the right, to illuminate together in the Patach, the firmament returned from the right line and entered to correct the left side in the three Nekudot of the Segol and connected them together to illuminate together as one light. By this, these two upper nekudot adhered in, that are in the segol to one line, and the lower nekuda adhered to that kav, and they became the form of kamatz. In the correction that was done in the two nekudot of the right and left of tzireh, which adhered them in the form of patach, the firmament expanded on the right side and entered in the left side between the nekudot of segol, meaning that it adhered the three nekudot in segol to illuminate as one light, and it became kamatz. As from the two upper points, a line occurred, and from the lower point adhered to it below. Then the left entered and was included with the right, for the right of the in the left, and the left and the segol became one light, included in one another, right in left in Sire, and left in the right in segol. 621. And the Creator said, may the water be instilled, as it is written, and there was a firmament. It's written, five times water. There will be a firmament within the water, and there will be a separator between water and water. And the Lord made the firmament, and he differentiated between the water that are below the firmament and between the water that are above the firmament. Five times water against two nekudot, two points, which are five, tzireh, segol. In the tzireh there are two points, keter and chokhmah on the right. In the segol there are three points, bina and tum, which are on the left line. These five settle on the right and the left. Keter and Chokhmah on the right, Bina and Tum on the left. And as far as the Chasadim, they are considered as Chagatna. 622. The Nukva, the Malchut, enters between right and left of Zeranpin and receives these points to give Da'at in perfection. Because the Da'at in perfection is the middle line which unites the two upper points, Chokhmah and Bina. And the two points, Tzireh and Segol, imply to this unification. However, the Nekudot do not settle in it in such that they would unite the right and the left by the middle line, and they invert to other Nekudot in a light way, meaning in a calm manner. The Tzireh became the Nekudah of Shva in a light way, implying that the left, Bina and Tum, below the right, which is Keter and Chokhmah, the Segol inverted in her to the Nekudah of Shuruk, of the three points, one below the other. And the light way, which is where the left is below the right, and the middle one is below the left. 623. And the woman, the Malchut, her reason is always light, for the three lines cannot settle in her for her to have perfect Da'at, just as they are above in Zeranpin in the unification of right and left by the middle one, the unification which is Tzireh Segol. However, they return to be in her in Shva Shuruk on the light manner, and therefore her reason is light upon her, as the Da'at, reason, is the middle line which does not unite the right and left in her, and the Chabad in her, like Shuruk, Chokhmah above, below her Bina, and the Da'at in the end, in her Guf. This is at the time that she is not in Zivug with Zeranpin, just as the two points, Tzireh and Segol, are five. So Shva Shuruk that are in her are five, but without settlement whatsoever, without correction of the middle line. 624. The waters shall be instilled, as all five points will be gathered to one place, Shuruk Melafom, which stands below the firmament, Kamatz. All the waters that are on the right side and the left side, all five of these points settle on the Nekudah of Shuruk. This Nekudah settles and illuminates to a holy covenant, Yesod, which is in the male. And Yesod inherits the whole of the light of the five Nekudot, which are five Prinot Kachab Tum. And as far as Zeranpin, they are called Chagatna. 625. Because Yesod inherits all the five Nekudot, the Nukva illuminated the Malchut to bring forth fruit and begetting. As it is written, the land shall give forth grass. And the force of the Nekuda, which stands below Yesod, brings forth in Malchut fruit and offspring. 626. And the Lord said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven. This is the point of Chatath Kamatz, which illuminates an illumination like that first light, the Nekuda of Cholam. And because she did not illuminate in the settlement like the Cholam, it is the light lacking Vav. Because it is not illumination innating in the settlement like the Cholam, even though she stands in her manner. This Nekuda illuminates in the Sfira of Netzach, which is the fourth day of the deed of Genesis, when it was noted that the three lines above Chazeh are called Chagat, and the three points that are below Chazeh are called Nehi. Hence, just as the Nekuda of Cholam is the right line that is above the Chazeh, so is the point of Chataf Kamatz, the right line which is below the Chazeh. Chataf Kamatz, which is the illumination of the right line like Cholam, because it does not illuminate in the settlement like the Cholam, but rather in the place of the judgments that are below the Chazeh, which is considered the Prina of Malchut, where there are judgments. Hence, it is written in it, Meorot, lights, without Vav. And therefore, it is considered Chataf Kamatz, because Chataf is the Tzireh of the right, which inverted to Shva in it, and it's due to the place of judgment. Kamatz implies the left line in the firmament, which is incorporated in it. 627. And the Creator said, let the waters bring forth offsprings of living souls. This is in the point of Shva Segol, Chataf Segol, because the Segol includes water and fire, as the Segol is fire, meaning the left line in which there are judgments, but it's included from water, Chasadim. Therefore, they give offspring of that soul, living soul, the Malchut, as the Da'at that was given to her from the two sides, right and left, is light upon her. And it is considered the offspring of a living soul, because it is an offspring which is given forth and it emerges in all Nekudot, because Malchut is included in all the Sfirot. This Nekuda, Chataf Segol, illuminates in the Sfira of Hod, which is the fifth day of creation, and therefore this is the point of Shva Segol, which are the right and left included in the left. And the Tzireh inverted to Shva, as it is below Chazeh, which is the Prina of Malchut, like in Netzach. And the Segol extends to her from the left line, in which the Nekuda of Segol, and the Segol is included also from the right, which is Maim, water. Hence it's written, and the water shall give forth the offspring of living souls, which are the offsprings of that living soul, which is the Malchut. 628. Shva Shuruk, which illuminate in Malchut, Shva is called swift justice, as it hurries to do justice and judgment. And also Malchut, for then it inverts in her to Tzireh, to Shva, because of that it's called the living soul, as the Malchut Shuruk of the three Nekudot. Because when the letter Vav, Zeranpin, departed from Malchut, it brings out the Da'at, the middle line, which she took from above, during the Zivug with Zeranpin, and therefore in the place of the letter Vav, which departed from her, the Nekuda of Shuguk emerges to of these three points, which implies the deficiency of the middle line, and there's no Zivug between the three lines. Just in her Rosh, it is that way in all the places of her Parzuf. 629. This is why all the Nekudot stand to illuminate to the Otiot, as the deed of heaven and earth in all the worlds, and there is no sustenance and existence to all the light and the letters except for the illumination of the Nekudot. Everything is given in the Torah from Sinai, up from above, and everything is the correction of man. 630. And the Creator said, we shall make man in our graven image. It is written, from the Lord the steps of man were brought us and will make our path desirable. When the Creator created the upper world, Zeranpin, and the lower world, Malchut, they were both in one form. This similar to that. When the Creator wanted to create man below, he wanted to do him like the two worlds, so his form will be similar to the two worlds. 631. And all the secrets above and below are all are in men. The skull of the head, which stands on the body, is the upper world in these corrections in the Rosh. The guf, the body, is the body above, whose degrees stand in the organs, chagat, below the Rosh. The hips and the feet, nehi, everything is in the degrees that are below, as it is worthy to be, as it is above. All the upper forms and lower ones were inscribed by the Creator in man, so that man will be whole in all. 632. And from the Creator, the steps of a man will be readied for. As the Creator wants in man that all his steps and all his ways to be corrected before him, and he corrects them, each appropriately to him, and his way shall be desirable even in the words of this world. 633. And from the Creator, the steps of man shall ready him. As if a man will put his reason and his desire and heart to the King, Holy King, he shall go in his way that he made for himself, the Creator wants him, as those ways were his. 634. When the letters emerged from the upper and were tangibilized and received materialism and were depicted in the form of man, the body of Adam Rishon, later the Nekudot emerged and breathed into the Otiyot and the letters the spirit of life, because the Nekudot are the spirit of life in the Otiyot, in the letters. And they existed in the Otiyot as a man who stands on his feet in the sustenance of spirit. 635. When the Nikudot existed upon the Otiyot, and they gave in them Nefesh, as it's written, and he breathed in his nostrils the living soul, and man became a living soul, we should still know that in reason and in wisdom to travel on his travels, and to give nourishment and force to others. And this is, as it is written, in our image, in our image, in the illumination of the upper world, the illumination of Zeranpin in our image is like the lower world, the illumination of Malchut. 636. In our image are the movements of the Ta'amim, which are the correction and perfection in Da'at and Vuna, to know the knowledge of looking above in what is concealed and unrevealed, because the Ta'amim extend from upper Abba Ve'ima, which are concealed. 637. In our image, similar to a wise king in Tvuna and Chochmah, who travels to this side or to that, but in wisdom and knowledge and smarts, and this is how it is, the movement of the Ta'amim, which all their travels are in Chochmah, Tvuna, and Dat. 638. In our graven image, these are the Nekudot which emerge from one form of the upper Nekuda, from the concealed form that was not apparent, upper Abba Ve'ima. And because they emerge from one Nekuda, the Nekudot are called Dmut, meaning a characteristic of the upper Nekuda. Because there's a great difference between Abba Ve'ima and Yeshsut, because Abba Ve'ima are considered the actual essence of Chochmah, because they clothe Chochmah Stima of Archanpin. But Yeshsut are not the essence of Chochmah, but they are Bina, which returned to be Chochmah, since she emerged from the Rosh and returned to the Rosh. Hence, the Ta'amim, which extend from Abba Ve'ima, the upper Abba Ve'ima, are Gar, Chabad. But the Nekudot, which extend from Yeshsut, which are only the form of Chochmah and not the actual Chochmah, are Ruach of Chochmah and not actual Chochmah. In our image is the Nekudot, as the light of the Nekudot, which extend from Yesud, are called image. Because the Nekudot emerge from the one form, the form of the upper point. The upper point is upper Abba V'ima, the form of Chochmah. And the previous Nekudot of that form, which emerge from Yesud, are really Bina. But they have in them the image of Abba V'ima, which are Chochmah. As our likeness are the Nekudot, which emerge from the concealed form that was unseen, from upper Abba V'ima, which are the essence of Chochmah that has no attainment in, and Yesud are the image of that form, that image is apparent, as she is Bina, which returned to Chochmah, and not the essence of Chochmah. And because the Nekudot emerge from the image of the Nekuda Abba V'ima, the Nekudot are called Dmut, image, because they are an image of the upper Nekuda, meaning the upper Nekuda is Abba V'ima, and Yesud are the Dmut, the image of the upper Nekuda. 639. After all, the Otiyot, the letters, emerged also from Yesud, which are the image of the upper Nekuda, like the Nekudot, and if so, they are equal to the Nekudot? It's not so. Because this form that's in the letters is not above in Yesud, and their form is not dependent there, since after the Otiyot emerged from the upper world, Yesud, and came to the place of Zeranpin, they were materialized and depicted, all of them, whereas it wasn't so prior to that, because they have no image or form whatsoever in Yesud. Therefore, they are unknown, and there is no one who knows anything about them. The letters, the Otiyot, are Ziranpin, and their correction begins in Bina, and by rising of Ziranpin, of Man to Bina, the letters were purified, which are Ziranpin, to receive Gar from Bina. And here, the Nekudot are the Mochin of from Yesud, but they're worthy of clothing the Otiyot, which are Ziranpin. But Ziranpin could not receive them right in the place of Yesud, because in the place of Yesud, everything is considered as Yesud, and the lower one, which rises to the upper, is like it. Hence, first the Otiyot go down to their place in the place of the degree of Ziranpin, and there they take on the form of Ziranpin. Then, the Mochin from Yesud extend to them, which are the Nekudot. The Otiyot are above in Yesud, and why is the Mochin not in them, but rather they need the Nekudot? The Otiyot don't have the form above as they are in Yesud, because they are there in the form of Yesud and not in the form of Ziranpin. Since the letters emerged from the upper world Yesud and came to the place of Ziranpin, they were materialized and all pictured as they first need to go down to their own place where they are pictured in their degree, which is the degree of Ziranpin. Therefore, when the Otiyot emerge down from Yesud, there is no Mochin in them whatsoever, and they're unknown at all. And because they first need to take on the form of Ziranpin in place of Ziranpin, and then they extend the Mochin, which are the Nekudot. 640. The beginning of the concealed that was revealed and is unknown in its actual place is one concealed point, Yesud, where the beginning of the revelation of Chochmah is, and that Nekuda is unknown and unrevealed. And there is no one who knows about her place itself, but below in the place of Zon, which are the Otiyot, which is where she is revealed. But the Nekudot, the Otiyot, Zon, are not pictured in her, since they are from the place of Bina, and there's no picture of Zon in them, and they're not dependent above, because there's no form of theirs at all there. And therefore, as our image, are those Nekudot, which are bestowing to the otiyot after they took on the form of them in their place. In our liking is in the movement of the tamim, which are the perfection of all. 641. There is a secret here. To those who sit on the throne of judgment, the movements of the tamim, which are the perfection of all, where are they in men? Rather, in our image, from within, it is tvuna and dat and chokhmah. To the outside is that tselem which goes and governs man in protection, to be protected from all. And as long as these movements are in man, man is whole in all. And this is how he is in all those upper secrets above, which are in internality the mochin, and externality the clothing of mochin.
מהשם מצעדי גבר קוננו, לנסוע במסעיו בתנועות הטעמים האלו, ודרכו יחפץ בנקודות...
642. It's written in the crater, from the steps of man, readied him to travel his journeys, and the movements of these ta'amim, to desire his path, and these nekudot, from which the crater was taken, and it'll all be below, as in one way, in the one matter. 643. From the Creator, the ways of man will be readied. These are the tamim which are called Azla Makaf Shofar Holech. And these are the steps of man which are all corrected as appropriately, and this is he readied him. And the rest of the movements in the tamim, it's written about his way shall be desirable, which imply standing or going, or that imply to stop or play with joy, or be silent, or to give judgment. Everything is dat and tvuna, to travel on his travels appropriately. 644. The Ta'am Zarka is a melody with joy, which is if the Avir Tahor that is ungrasped, upper Abavima, which gives forth simcha, joy and pleasance without attainment, to play with joy and to continue the abundance from one who is unknown and is ungraspable, which is the upper Abavima, which stands in his existence and does not settle to know him until he gets closer in understanding and expands to Yeshut. And then all the movements, each appropriately. 645. And prior to the movements of these ta'amim reach the otiyot, all those organs of the body cannot travel on the journeys, because all the organs of the body are divided in the letters, which are the 22 letters, which were materialized in the organs and in the joints of the body. 646. 12 organs are the joints that travel, 2 arms, 2 legs, as each of them has 3 joints, and 4 times 3 are 12. And 12 of these do not travel on the journeys appropriately, except for the 12 movements of the ta'amim, which all make these joints to travel with them. And there are movements of other ta'amim to give forth understanding and wisdom and knowledge to all the body, to travel with the whole body and to give joy above and below as it should be. 647. 22 letters are the totality of the body, and they're all divided in the organs of the body, and from the letters the guf is completed, and the 12 otiyot, the 12 letters, are in the 12 organs that travel, and 10 letters that are illuminating, and the rest of the organs remain. 12 of the first letters, the 12 organs, are the essence of the existence of the whole body, so that every organ will be on its correction. 648. And although there are otiyot that are apparent in the male, and otiyot that are apparent in the female, 1. Aleph, zachar, male. Bet, nekeva, female. Gimel, male. Dalet, nekeva. Hey, female, Vav, Zachar, and so all the other letters from which they are included in male and those that are included in the female. If so, how is Adam, man, constructed in 22 letters? After all, when they were looked at and the letters were clarified, which need and are worthy for the male, there are no more than 12 male letters against the 12 organs, and not 22 letters, because the rest of the 10 letters are females and are not worthy of being male. 649. But all the 22 letters are included in the male, and these 22 letters in it are male letters and female letters, because all the organs, there are in each organ joints which are included in one another, and one enters the other. The one that enters is the letter that is male, and that joint which receives it within it is the female letter. 650. And all the in all the organs there's male and female, which enter in one another as male in the female, and due to this all 22 of the letters rise in male and female, and all the letters need these to those to connect in these and those to come this one in that one as male in female. 651. 22 other letters are included in the Nukva below, the Malchut, and these are small letters. Because when the male included and connected in the Nukva, in the passion of all the letters of all the organs, to the Nukva, the female, it put in her the 22 letters in her man. And after the letters were materialized, the letters emerge with other ones from the Nukva, like those of the male. And therefore there are Aleph Bet of letters that are upper, that are great of the male, and there are alphabet of letters that are small in the Nukva. 652. The letter Aleph in the number 1, and it is the secret of 1. They came out and were materialized in the secret below, the upper organs that are connected in 1, and they are 1. With that, they are not but 1 organ. 653. Because when Aleph emerged and was given in the head of the Otiyot, it emerged in the form of those other ones which need to connect with her. And when Aleph emerged, it showed forth her light to the other 2 degrees that needed to connect with her left and right, and they all united together and were apparent in their form of the Aleph. Because the 2 other degrees have been found and settled in their place, the Aleph returned and settled in her place, and the head of all the letters on the right side. The letters are the Kilim of Zeranpin, which were purified in order to receive the Mochin of Binah through the raising of Man of Zeranpin to Binah, which corrected there the 2 lines right and left of Binah, and united them in one another. And they were completed in the 3 lines. The whole measure of perfection that the lower one causes the upper attains the lower as well. Hence, because the 3 lines of Bina emerged by the Zeranpin, Zeranpin received also 3 lines. And since the letter Aleph is the Rosh, the head of all the letters, the form of these 3 lines was inscribed in it, because the upper of them is the right line, and the lower yud in it is the left line, and the line that is between the 2 yuds is the middle line. 654. When the letters emerged, the first letter that emerged, which is the rosh to all of the letters, is Aleph. Then the creator, Binah, wrapped in that letter and created the heavens, Zeranpin. And in that letter, he created the unification, which is the 3 degrees, the 3 lines that are in the form of the letter Aleph. And they are Shamayim, heaven, Zeranpin, meaning that the letter Aleph illuminated in the whole degree of Zeranpin, which is 1. Because the heavens were created in the letter Aleph, they were not congealed and did not crust the heavens, because they were covered with the water, which was the letter Aleph to the right, called Maim, water. 655. After the letters were congealed from within the water, the letter Vav emerged. It is depicted in a picture and materialized in the form of man. Therefore, it's not lacking anything from that form in the letter Aleph, and returned and settled in her place. The difference between the Aleph and the Vav is because in the Aleph, the three lines are separated and everything is apparent in her on its own. And the whole Vav is the middle line. And the inclusion of the edges right and left in her was not apparent in her. And the congealing of the letters came due to the force of the middle line. And because the heaven was created in the letter Aleph, they was not congealed yet, because prior to its congealing, they could have the three lines being individualized in Zanpin, which is called heaven, like in the form of Aleph. But after they were congealed, as the middle line controlled inside the letters, then the letter Vav emerged, whose essence is the middle line, and there is no recognition of the right and left in her. But with that, there was no diminution whatsoever from this form of Aleph, which already emerged. However, the form of the three lines remained as before in her, because there is no lack in spirituality. 656. The light of the letter Aleph began to illuminate from the head of the world to its end, and concealed its light in another light, another letter, which is Bet. And he made it the letter Bet one, one home, to conceal the light of the Aleph within her. And it, that light was concealed within her. The form of the Bet is considered as her three spirits, from east, from south, and from west. On the north side, it is breached. And the north side is breached, since this breach is implying the judgments that were revealed on the north side, the left line. And these judgments conceal the light, the Aleph of a light, which she will not illuminate from the head of the world to its end. 657. At that time, that light of Aleph was concealed and hidden and does not emerge ever. But for one little thin path, Yesod, it extends one string of Chesed from it, and from it the world is nourished and exists. 658. From this letter Aleph, everything is constructed. From this letter, everyone is nourished. On this letter, the Creator protects Israel, and their haters are shattered before them. As it is written, "You're right, the Lord is saved with force. You're right, the Lord shall destroy the enemy." And at the time that the transgressions were caused, it's written, "He brought his right backwards." And then at that time, Israel exiled from the land and their haters ruled them. 659. The Aleph settled on the right arm, the Chesed, with the force of the two line, other lines, which were strengthened in her, the left and the middle one. And this is the right arm. The two is included within her and gathers the light of Aleph, and she is against the Aleph as a nukva, a female, that the male enters in her. And due to this, all the letters are one male and one female, meaning that they divide to the letters that bestow and the letters that receive. 660. Aleph expands to other letters, which are completed in perfection to take the two degrees, the other degrees from the Aleph, each letter from one line, and they're lacking two lines. She takes them from the expansion of the Aleph to be her perfection. As it is written, "And those who camp on it is the staff of a stranger," because those who camp on it are the two degrees that connect in one for four tribes, Judah, Reuben, Ephraim, and Dan are against the three lines and Malchut. And each of them had the addition of two tribes, so that each of them will be included of three lines. So the letters are that way too, as each letter is from one line, which extends to it two lines from the Aleph. 661. As long as the letters rise to 600,000, as the count of the tribes of Israel, which are the 12, and rise to 600,000, so the letters are, when they are filled, they rise to 60. Such is that Aleph, Bet, Gimel, which are 60 letters. These are the ascent of the letters to 600,000, so that there will be perfection in the Otiyot, in all the organs. 662. Letters remain still, which are 12, the concealed mem, the long tzadi, nun, pe, kaf, which are the other letters that are double, mansepach. And in their fulfillment, they rise to 12 letters. And when all the letters were filled, 22 letters and mansepach, they rise to 72 letters, which is the holy name that the Creator is called by. 663. The count of Israel are 70 souls which went down to Egypt, and the two letters that are the testament within them. They are witnesses within them, and the families were inscribed in them and sealed in them and included in them, which are Yud K. As it is written, that's where the tribes of Israel rose as witnesses for Israel. And this is where it's written, the Reuben, the Simeonite, and all of them, Yud K, and 70 souls rise to 72. 664. As Israel who rise 72, it is in the alphabet. As all the letters rise to 72 letters, to all be as a complete body, man, the upper chariot, the etched name which is holy. 665. This is why all the letters rise in the ascent of the upper Merkavah, the upper chariot, Chagtam in Zeranpin, in their form and body, so that everything will be one as appropriately so. All the letters, when they connect and are inscribed in their etching on the 72 letters that are inscribed, they all become one goof, one body.